CBS News reporter Vicky Barker joined an aid convoy from Beirut to the south, seeing a lot of damage from air raids and artillery shells and fearing any moment there'd be more.
We've got to get out of here. We've just heard that they're bombing again. So we've got to get back into the car and try and catch up with the convoy again. Oh, because as long as we're with the convoy, we have a little, we don't have an assurance of safety, but we have a slightly better chance because the Israeli Defense Forces have been told to watch out for a Mercy Corps convoy. Unfortunately, we've just been separated from it. But from what my companions say, you're only really in trouble when you start to hear the mosquito-like whine of the unmanned drone. First you hear that, then you hear jet engines, they say, and the next thing, it's detonation. So the good news is that we've caught up with our convoy again, not because actually they waited for us, but because one of them got a flat tire. The bad news is that we can hear a drone overhead. So we're going to get back into the car. It's really kind of creepy because it's a sort of rutted stone road surrounded by these very arid, barren hills. And you can hear a drone. You can hear the engine. But you don't know where it's coming from. You can't see it.
I'm Vicky Barker in Lebanon. I met Fatma outside the school, which has been her home since she fled the south. I have two little girls and I'm pregnant again, she says.
And do you worry about your children?
No, she says. That's why I had them, to serve Hezbollah. Kill my children, I'll just have more. Fatma herself is a detonated demographic time bomb, born after the humiliation of Israel's 1982 invasion, when Hezbollah vowed to breed itself an army. Vicky Barker, CBS News, in the Shouf Mountains of Lebanon.
These people fled the villages around Mar Jayoun under Israeli fire. They said they had to leave their old people behind. They were too weak, too sick, or too poor to make it out, they say. And here's the thing. Here in Mar Jayoun, almost the only people left are the old and the sick. All over this landscape, families have had to make the terrible choice between trying to save their children and sacrificing their parents. Vicky Barker, CBS News, at Mar Jayoun in southern Lebanon. This is normally a classroom, but all of the desks have been piled into one corner and blankets and bedrolls neatly rolled on top of them. Four families, about 25 people, are living in this classroom. It is an incongruous sight, to say the least, to see adults' clothing hanging from coat hooks meant for small children. Vicky Barker, CBS News, in the Shouf Mountains in Lebanon.
Raw grief, terrible to hear, terrible to see, as tiny bodies are pulled out of the rubble in Khana. Expressions of Israeli regret are falling on deaf ears here. So does the argument that civilians were warned to flee. Flee where, they ask, when most gas stations have been bombed and any cars which do venture out risk being targeted.
My name is Swarda.
12-year-old Swarda and her extended family have been living in this Beirut park since their neighborhood was bombed. God bless Hassan Nasrallah, her brother says, a reference to the Hezbollah leader. Swarda just wants to go home. I hope to God they stop the shooting, she says. Another generation in Lebanon may yet be lost to displacement and fear and their natural byproducts, hatred. Vicky Barker, CBS News, Beirut.
I'm Vicky Barker at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Lest there be any doubt at all about the source of this aid, these cartons of medical supplies have been draped in a huge American flag. The workers have had to fold back the flag as they load the cartons onto the truck with a forklift.
On the streets of Beirut, little enthusiasm for the U.S. humanitarian aid effort. This well-spoken woman, with shopping bags dangling from her arms, seemed to be out on a cheerful round of retail therapy. But she was a university student who had fled the south with just the clothes on her back.
Instead of sending aid, Bush could have demanded a ceasefire and this crisis wouldn't have happened in the first place.
America's battle to win hearts and minds here may be a long one. Vicky Barker, CBS News, Beirut.
Bush, Israel,
A curse on Bush and Israel, says Mahmoud Syed. He's a refugee in his own country, his family driven from the south by Israeli bombardments. But perhaps not all of his family. Mahmoud says he has four sons fighting for Hezbollah. I can't tell you what he said about Condoleezza Rice. It is racist and obscene. But then Mahmoud has been made homeless before when the Israelis invaded in 1982. Mahmoud Syed has become a connoisseur of hatred. Vicky Barker, CBS News, in the Shouf Mountains of Lebanon.